Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I will do. But who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there in these. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver, and he is our only Savior, and not just of Israel, but the Savior of the world. And I thank and praise Almighty Yah for once again allowing us to bring to you his words. Yesterday, last night, we started another series speaking on the blessings and the cursings of Most High. Of course, this is very essential and vitally important to our people. Why? Because the majority of our people, especially those that seem to know who they are, under the impression that we're just a cursed people. And they bought in the fact that we're a cursed people, and since we're a cursed people, we cannot be blessed, and we cannot get blessed because we're under the curse. But little do people know, this is what the Creator said to us, things he said to us in the book of the law. Watch this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. This is what it says. Now, mind you, this is after he told us that if we keep his commandments and his laws and his statutes and his judgments, that we will be blessed above all people. But then he let us know, I keep his commandments, his laws, his statutes, and his judgments, that all these curses shall pursue us and overtake us. And make no mistake about it, these curses did exactly what the Creator said they would do. But that's because of the choices we made. That's because we forsook his laws. But make no mistake about it. This is what the Creator said himself in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And it shall come to pass, all these things will come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I set before thee. Because Yah never just said a bunch of curses before. He said blessings, and he said the curse before us. And he said that when they come to your mind, in many people it has, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, not in your land, not in Jerusalem, but you call to mind among all the nations whether Yah the Elohim have driven thee. In other words, you in the land of your enemies. You in captivity. You outside of the land of your nativity. The second verse says, and shall return unto Yah the Elohim. And how do you do that? Well, it tells you how to return unto Yah, your Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day. Thou and thy children with all thy heart, thy soul. Look what will happen when you call these things to mind among all the nations that Yah has sent us. That then Yah, thy Elohim, will turn thy captivity. He will turn this thing around and have compassion upon thee. That's that mercy that we all look for. And will return and gather thee from all the nations whither Yah, thy Elohim, have scattered thee. And so, first thing, thy captivity. In other words, whereas before our people couldn't even keep the Sabbath day, now they can. Whereas before our people, all they could eat was the scraps of their enemies. but now they can eat just like their enemies. Whereas before, our people, the only thing that they can do is worship what the enemy told us to worship. Now you can worship Yah without no problems. No problems. Whereas before, you could even pick up a scriptures or any book for that matter to read it for self-reliance, self-development. But now you can pick up the word of Yah and read it all day and all night. Now do you see the compassion and the loving kindness that Yah has showed us amongst our enemies? And watch the fourth verse. If any of thy be driven out unto the outermost parts of heaven, from thence will Yah the Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. Why? Because blessing and a curse to mine. But now you're choosing the blessing rather than choosing the curse. Because these things are choices, and you're going to see that. And watch what it says. And Yah Elohim will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possess, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. And Yah Elohim will circumcise thy heart, the heart of thy seed, to love Yah Elohim with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, that thou may live. And Yah Elohim will put all these curses upon thy enemies, and on them that hate thee, which persecute thee. And thou shalt return, and obey the voice of Yah, and do all his commandments which shall man this day. And this is all we have to do. A person that is cursed is not going to do this. They're not about to do the law unless he has a choice. And Yah thy body, the fruit of thy cattle, and fruit of thy life for good. For I will again rejoice over thee good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of thy Elohim, to keep his commandments and the statutes which are written in this book of law, and if thou turn unto Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart, with all thy soul. And look, this is all the Creator ever wanted. All he ever wanted was us to turn. That's what he wanted. That's all he desired, for us to turn. God said he has pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that wicked will turn and do that which is right, lawful, and right. Watch what this says in the 11th verse. For this commandment, which I command thee this day, is not hidden from thee, neither is it forth. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it to us, that we hear and do this commandment is for. There's not no heaven for you to be blessed. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? What is it beyond the sea? It's not in Jerusalem. It's not in Mount Zion. It's not in Mount Horeb. It's not in Mount Olives. It's not across the sea at all. But the world is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and thy heart, that thou mayest do it. it is. All we have to do is do it. That's all we have to do. Now watch what the Creator let us know. 19th verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I said before you, life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. And why choose life? And why choose the blessing? That thou mayest love Yahdai Elohim, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yah swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So what is our message? What is the message of Yah? Well, the message of Yah attempting to let you know that you can be blessed. He's letting you know that you are blessed. You have just chosen to be something that you was made, designed, and raised to be. Now, the beautiful thing, the compassion, the loving kindness, and the judgment, and the righteousness of Yah is that you can turn. You can return unto him and become who you supposed to be. You don't have to have the mind that all you are and all you will be is a curse until you go home. That is not the truth. You can be blessed today. And I'm going to show you how our people was blessed. Even in captivity, they were blessed. No matter where they were blessed. They were the blessing of the world. And how can you be the blessing of the world? Look what the Creator said. The book of Genesis 28. Won't you see this? Because imagine, if you indeed are these cursed people, then how can you bless the world? Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter. Starting at 10th verse. Watch what it says. And Yaakov went out from Beersheba and went to Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set, and took of the stones of that place, put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. And behold, Yah stood above it and said, I am Yah, the Elohim of Abraham, thy father, the Elohim of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And watch what it says. And thy seed, and the seed of Jacob, were the 12, or are the 12 tribes of Israel. And who do we belong to, and who are we? We are the descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel. And watch what it says. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. undoubtedly, we don't know who we really are. Because here the Creator is saying, all the families of the earth is blessed in us. And when did that stop? When did all the families of the earth stop being blessed in the people of the Most High? And I'm going to show you, even today, they will be blessed in us. But not if all you've been told and all you think and all you believe is that you a curse. Now, how can a cursed people help anybody? Well, they can't. But a blessed people can help everybody. Watch what the scriptures tell us. And let me show you one of the number one things. These are some of the things that Yah said he will destroy when he returns. These are some of the things that let you know that you indeed are cursed and that you're not blessed. And there's seven things that you're going to see. And watch what it says about these things. And I know some of these things might seem very marginal to the average person that might be listening to me. But to the Most High, these seven things is a total outright abomination. And watch what he says. In the book of Isaiah 65. What are we discussing? We're talking about the blessing and the curse. Are we under the curse? Or are we under the blessing? And little do people know, we were always under both. Always under the blessing and the curse. Why do you think we can return? Because we're just not a cursed people. We can forsake these curses, return unto Yah. Yah himself said that. Watch what the scriptures say. Isaiah 65, starting at the very first verse. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. And you just, all you got to do is listen to teachers, listen to the learned men, listen to those who say they have the word of Yah. All you got to do is listen, and then you will see what Yah is saying is the truth. Our people have been rebellious, walketh in a way that is not good. And this is our own thoughts. Because anytime you want to see the thoughts of the Most High, you can go straight to the book. But when you want to see the thoughts of man, they can go show you their thoughts in the book of Yah. Because their thoughts don't exist in this book. Watch what it says. A people that provoked me to anger continually to my face. And what did the word continually mean? In other words, always provoke him to anger. And why some of the things that Yah said just provoke him to anger continually? The first thing it mentions, that sacrifice gardens. And that's number one. Yes, our people do. They sacrifice in gardens. This is what all the mosques, all the various churches and synagogues and shrines and temples. This is what all they're doing. And our people have joined themselves unto these false worshipers. It says, and burning incense upon altars of brick. And yes, our people now, anybody can burn incense now, and everybody is burning incense now, and they have no idea origin of what they're doing. That was number two. Number three, which remain among the graves and larger monuments. And, of course, that's where ultimately these things will have you to be. We might as well sacrifice in graveyards because of the uncleanness and abominations that we are doing. Watch what it says, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things is in the vessels. Catfish and shrimps and crabs and swine's meat. Everything that has the swine in it. Mushrooms and all kind of just filthy things. What's the last thing? And you know y'all really don't like this. And this is the attitude that our people have developed. Once they found out that they was an Israelite, then instead of being judges, they became judgmental. Instead of being righteous, they became overly righteous. Instead of executing loving kindness and mercy, we did just the opposite. Point the finger, tail bear, slander. Nobody afflict Israel more than Israel afflict themselves. Then after Israel afflict themselves, look at the attitude they develop. The fifth verse, which say, stand by thyself. Come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Because this is the attitude we have. Better and holier than everybody else. We're supposed to be the salvation of the world. Is that the attitude the people supposed to have that's supposed to be who saved the world? We're supposed to be the light to the Gentiles. Is that the attitude that a light people supposed to have? A holy than that? Don't come near to me. I'm an Israelite. We're supposed to save the world. Just because our enemies have afflicted and destroyed and persecuted our people, that don't mean we're supposed to develop the same attitude. The Almighty said, vengeance is His. Supposed to love the stranger according to the law. But instead of us loving the stranger, as soon as we hear about a stranger, we hate the stranger. Now ask yourself, do you hate the stranger or love the stranger? Are you a light to the nations or not? And will you be the blessing in all the families of the earth, as Yah said His servant will be? You can't have it both ways. And our people, I guess they want it both ways. If it was up to our people, none of the nations would exist. the type of attitude and the holier-than-thou attitude we have, not only against one another, but against other people. Watch what it says. Behold, it is written before me. I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, says Yah, which have burned incense upon the mountains, blasphemy upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former work into their bosom. Thus says Yah, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, destroy not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. In other words, they already know that the mass majority of the Israelites, he know they no good for nothing. They like that girdle he told the prophet to bury and then go back and dig it up. And after he dug the girdle up, it was marred and it was dirty and it was good for nothing. It's good for nothing. And that's how many of the only thing they good for is the people that's sitting in front of them. But are they good for the world? Are they gathering Israel together? What are they good for? Watch what it says. And I will bring forth a seed out of Yaakov and out of Yehuda, an inheritor of my mountains. And look what he called this inheritor of his mountains. And my elect shall inherit it. Not all of Israel, but it's elected ones. Why? Because they don't have no holier-than-thou attitude. Why? Because they will be a light unto the Gentiles. Why? Because they will love the stranger. And they will love their neighbor as they love themselves. Just like the law says there. And Sharon shall be a fold of flock. And the valley of Achor, a place for the herds, lie down in for my people that have sought me. And all we've been telling people is to seek the Most High. Seek Yah. Because if you seek him, you will find him. And watch this just to show you how beautiful and precious Yah is. Look what he says in the book of Isaiah 49. And we're talking about the blessing and the curse. And how can you be a blessing for all the families of the earth? And you don't even have a message for all the families of the earth. You don't even have a way for all the families of the earth to be saved. When the scriptures clearly says, we're the salvation of the whole world. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 49. Verse 5 and 6. And now says Yah, that formed me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Yaakov again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, and we're not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yah, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Yaakov and to restore the preserve of Israel. That's a light thing. That's not heavy at all. That's light. But what? Watch what he said. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles. And who are they? That thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Did not Yah say that in all the families of the earth, we shall be blessed, or they shall be blessed? Sure, that's what he said. Why do you think we the salvation of the whole world? And why do you think we must return unto Yah to be that blessing? In the book of Isaiah 42, watch what it says. Once again, to show you, you're supposed to be. It says in the book of Isaiah 42:1, behold my servant. And who is that? Whom I uphold. My elect. In whom my soul delighteth. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. And why? Watch the sixth verse in this same chapter. I, Yah, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thy hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. When you become a light to people, that's something good. That's not something bad. That's no separatist attitude, holier than thou attitude, standing off saying, come not near unto me. That's not the attitude that Yah want us to develop. The attitude Yah want us to develop is called meekness. Did not the scripture say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves? We got to humble ourselves. And if we humble ourselves, the Almighty will teach us exactly how we're supposed to be, how we're going to bring about salvation. All our people think about is captivity. But who's thinking about the world? Who's thinking about bringing salvation to the world? Who's thinking about bringing truth and judgment back to the earth? Who's thinking about bringing righteousness back? Who's thinking about gathering the 12 tribes of Israel? Whose heart are these prophecies in? These are things Yahweh said he will do with his elect, his chosen, his servant. And what servant is prepared and ready to do the things that Yah said his servant would do? The Almighty said, in all the families of the earth, and how do you become this blessing for everybody else? Since this is the word of Yah, and you don't think the world is waiting to bless Israel? Sure they are. If they want to be blessed, they got to bless Israel. And how would that happen? How will that look? First of all, you got to know that you're a blessing. Because if all you think you're a curse, then you're not going to bless anybody. Because you don't even see yourself as a blessing. But let me just show you a few things about the power of Israel. In the book of Joshua, the sixth chapter, so you can see how this thing works. In the book of Joshua, the sixth chapter, love this scripture, and look what it says. And we're going to start reading. I'm going to get right to it. And this is what it says in the 22nd verse. But Joshua has said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house. Now, who's this harlot? This harlot name was Rahab. And what's a harlot? Well, a harlot is a prostitute. That's what a harlot is. And you know what we did with harlots in the land? Well, we killed them. That's what we did with harlots. We didn't play no harlots in the land. We didn't play no whoredom in the land, period. Well, watch what happens. But Joshua has said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all she had, as ye swore to her. And young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brother and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of Yah. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before Yah that riseth up and buildeth the city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So Yah was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Now, today, if our people see a harlot today, they see a whore today, you think they will bless her? You think they will save her alive? No, they will expel her. They will kick her out. And if they could, they will kill her and say, you can't be a part of us because you're a harlot, irregardless of what she do. And here it is, they saved her whole family. Why? Because they knew the law. And what is the law? The law is Yahweh said he will bless them that bless us, curse them that curse us, and in all the families of the earth shall be blessed in us. And this is how it looks when somebody is blessed in us. But if you don't know the law, you're going to discriminate against people, even when Yah didn't. You're going to separate people, even when Yah didn't. And you got to know the fullness of his word. And if you think you'll curse people, you're definitely not going to allow yourself to be blessed by others. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 23rd chapter. I want you to see this. This is the law. In the third verse, an Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of Yah, even to their 10th generation, shall they not enter into the congregation of Yah forever. And why? What egregious thing did they do? because they met you not with bread and with water in the way when you came forth out of Egypt. And because they hired against thee Balaam, the son of Beor of Pethor of Mesopotamia, to curse thee. Nevertheless, Yah Elohim would not hearken unto Balaam, but Yah Elohim turned the curse into a blessing unto thee. Because Yah, thy Elohim, loved thee, thou shalt not seek their peace nor their prosperity all thy days forever. In other words, forever, we were not to seek the peace of an Ammonite or a Moabite, and they could not come into our congregations. But what's this? Because you got to see, Yah is not the author of confusion. Go to the book of Ruth. I want you to see this so you can understand that Yah's ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts, because this will be nothing that you would do. And this will be nothing, a way that you will go. And watch what it says in the book of Ruth, the second chapter. And who was Ruth? Well, Ruth was a Moabite. The very people who Yah said are not to be a part of Israel. And watch what it says. Ruth, the second chapter, the second verse. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. She said, go unto her. Go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, Yah be with you. And they answered him, Yah bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? And his servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came, and have continued even from morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thy eyes be on the field that they reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art thirst, go unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drunk. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thy eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? I'm not even an Israelite. I'm not even a part of your family, part of your group, part of your nation, part of your people. And watch what Boaz says. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and have come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. And Yah recompense thy works, and a full reward be given thee of Yah Elohim of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. You see what happens when other people bless Israel? You should be teaching them and telling them, just bless us that you might be blessed. That's how one become blessed. This is how one has salvation that is not Israel. For in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Watch what it says in Ruth, the first chapter, the sixth verse. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how God had visited his people and given them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on away to return unto the land of Yehuda. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return east to her mother's house. Yah deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with David and with me. Yah grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way. For I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? No, my daughters. For it grieved me much for your sakes that the hand of Yah has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, our sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy Elohim, my Elohim. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. Yah do so to me and more also, if I but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. This is how Israel is blessed. This is what Yahweh is looking for. Did not he say that we will be the salvation of the earth? Did not he say, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed in us? Did not he say, bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee? Watch what it says in the book of Zechariah. Zechariah, the 8th chapter. I just want you to see who you're supposed to be. Because Yah said, when the blessing and the curse come to mind, and it should be in your mind today, that we are blessed people. All we have to do is turn to Yah. And now, in turning to Yah, we can be a blessing and a salvation for everybody else that has circumcised their mind and heart and have a determination to serve Yah and his people. Zechariah, the 8th chapter. Watch what it says. But if all you think is that you are a curse, then how can you bless anybody? Watch what it says. Zechariah, the 8th chapter. Watch what it says. The 13th verse. Zechariah 8:13. And it shall come to pass that as you were cursed among the heathen, O house of Yehuda, and the house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. You're going to be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus says Yahweh, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, said Yahweh, I repent not. So again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Yehuda. Fear ye not. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath. For all these things, says Yah. See, Yah hate these things. All we got to do is bless one another. All we have to do is tell the truth to one another, execute the judgment of the truth with one another, and seek the peace with one another. Stop imagining evil in your hearts against your neighbor. Don't love no false hope. Is this hard to do? Watch what the Creator says in the 20th verse. Thus is Yahweh, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and inhabitants of many cities. And watch what this says now. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before Yah and to seek Yahweh's. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek Yahweh's in Jerusalem, and to pray before Yahweh. Thus is Yahweh, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take the hold of all the language of the nations, even shall take the hold of the skirt of him that is a Yehudanite, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you. See, and Elohim is with us. We have to know he's with us. We have to know that. And if we know that, then that will inspire us and encourage us to be right, to do right, and to be a blessing. The Almighty said, he said before us, blessing and curse. And all we have to do is choose and make the right choice. And it's the blessing. And you don't have to wait to get home to make that choice. As a matter of fact, if you don't make that choice now, you will never see Jerusalem. That choice has to be made now, before you go home. Furthermore, just show you how beautiful Yah is. Look in the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. Because a lot of people get confused when this, and then they start making a lot of excuses when they see this. But this is the thoughts and the ways of the Most High. And you would know that if you knew who you are. And who are you? You, salvation of the world. Who are you? All the families of the earth shall be blessed indeed. Who are you? Those that bless thee shall be blessed. And those that curse thee shall be cursed. In other words, you shall be looking to be blessed from other people. Because you're the salvation of the world. Watch what it says. Well, only way you're going to be blessed if you yourself become a blessing. You have to become a blessing. What do we say? Bless those that bless thee. You have to become a blessing. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 51st chapter, the first verse. Thus is Yah, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this. And that's all we've been talking about, the blessing and the curse. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath, polluting it, keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Blessed is this man. Oh, we got people going around talking about you can't even keep the Sabbath. And what they're telling you, you can't be blessed. Watch what it says. And I may add, they also tell you evil. And not keeping the Sabbath is evil. Neither let the son of the stranger. This is not Israel. This is the son of the stranger. That have joined himself to Yah. Now, how can a stranger son join himself to Yah? How can that happen? When will that happen? How would that manifest it? Neither let the son of a stranger that have joined himself to Yah. In other words, he done decided, I'm going to serve Yah. He done decided, I'm going to keep the Sabbath. He done decided, I'm going to keep the commandments. I'm going to keep the laws. He done made this conscious decision, and he's doing it. But neither let the son of the stranger that have joined himself to Yah speak, saying, Yah have utterly separated me from his people. And neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. In other words, Yah don't even want to hear that from the son of a stranger. Talking about he's utterly separated from the people of Yah. Now, the people of Yah say it, especially those that has a holier-than-thou attitude, stand off, come not near unto thee. From I'm holier than thou. You're not holier than nobody. The Almighty is the one who decides what's holy and what's not. And there are those that the Creator said would join himself unto him. He don't even want them talking. Like, man, I can't be an Israelite. Man, I can't be with Israel. I'm cut off from Israel. Yahweh's everlasting door. Yahweh don't even want to hear a man talking about, I'm a dry tree. He don't want to hear that. And watch what he says. For thus Genesis, John, to the units that keep my sight and choose the things that please me and take a hold of my covenant. Unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than the sons and other daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. And watch what it further says. Also, the sons of the stranger that join themselves to God, to serve him, to love the name of Yah, to be his servants. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and take a hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifice shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Yah Elohim, which gathered the outcasts of Israel, says, yet will I gather others to him and beside those that are gathered unto him. See, there will be people that walk and come right out of America with our people. And what are you going to tell them? You're going to tell them they can't go? You're going to tell them they can't keep the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments? You're going to tell them they can't keep the Sabbath? Is this what the message that Yahweh left and told the strangers and told other people and other nations? Well, if he told them that, what sense does it make for us to be a light to the world? What sense does it make for us to be the light to the Gentiles? What sense does it make for us to be the salvation of everybody else? What sense does it make for us to all the families of the earth to be blessed in us? What sense does it make for all those that bless us shall be blessed? What sense does all that make if other people can't be saved? And what sense does it make if all we are a cursed people, then how can we bless? And we're just a curse. Look what the scripture says in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, the 10th verse, it says, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And why would the Gentiles seek this ensign? Because how else can they be saved? How else can they be blessed? 12th verse. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. This is what's going to happen. Who do you think will be the beacon and light of the world? Who do you think? What do you think will happen when we return home? See, watch what says in Isaiah 14. And let me tell you, these things are already in a process of going down. So when they happen, you don't want to be surprised. You want to change this holier-than-thou attitude that has been developed thinking that we're the only people that's going to be saved. That is not so. Stop thinking you just a cursed people when really you're the blessing of the world. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 14. Starting at the first verse. For Yah will have mercy on Yaakov and will yet choose Israel, set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Yaakov. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of Yah for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives to captives of earth. And they shall rule over their oppressors. It shall come to pass in the day that Yah shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. So many people will have to deal with the fact that what they sow, they reap. And either you're going to be a blessing on earth or a curse. Either you're going to fulfill the words of Yah, and bless those that bless thee, or you're going to disregard the word of Yah, and you're not going to be a part of that great remnant. And let me show you, the remnant, they understand everything that I'm saying. Let me show you how I know they understand it. Watch what it says in the book of Malachi. These things are not foreign to them. They already have a heart for these things. Look what it says. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter, the 16th verse. It says, then they that fear Yah speak often one to another, and Yah hearkened and heard it. A book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yah upon his name. And they shall be mine, says Yah of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. And watch what it says. Then shall ye return. Return where? Unto Yah. And discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. And there's a lot of people think they serving the Most High, and they cannot discern. There are those who you just think they serving Elohim, and you cannot discern. And you want to be able to discern, because the word of Yah is precious. It's supposed to be given the people. The word of Yah. And the people should be inspired in Yah, inspired to serve Yah, inspired to keep his commandments, his laws, his statutes, as well as his judgments. And if our people are inspired, this is what they're going to do. All through the scriptures, I just want you to see this. And we'll start reading in Isaiah, the 41st chapter. I just want you to see something. And watch what this is. A verse, 41 and 8. But thou, Israel, art a servant. Jacob, whom I've chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. And this is what we got to know. We are the chosen of the Most High. The Most High. You got to know what the Almighty has planned for us. Watch Isaiah 42. Since we are his chosen. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect in whom my soul delighteth. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Reed he shall not break, a broken flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. This is the work of the servant of Yah. Watch what it says. Sixth verse. I, Yah, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light unto the Gentiles. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house, to my praise to graven names. See, we got to know as a servant, and our work is not just regulated to our congregation. This work is world-renowned. His righteousness state. He will magnify them and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed of hope. They are all them snared in holes. They are hidden in prison houses. They fall prey and none deliver it for a spoil and none is restored. And why do you think we work to do just like to do just that? Who among you will give ear to this? And who will hearken and hear for time to come? Who? Watch what it says. Isaiah 43. Still speaking of this righteous servant that has a lot of work, and his work is world renowned. Starting at the 8th verse. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together. And let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this? Bring forth their witnesses, they may justify it. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, Yah, my servant. I've chosen that ye may know and believe me. And I stand Elohim. Before me there was no Elohim form. Neither shall there be after me. Even I am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. In other words, who's going to continually, constantly profess and witness Yah, his servant, because this is the work of his servant. How else can the world be saved? How else can the Gentiles come to your light? Watch what it says in Isaiah 44 and 1. Yet now, O Yaakov, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus is Yah that made thee, formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Yaakov, my servant, thou, Israel, I have chosen. We're the chosen. We're the salvation. We're the blessed of Yah. And all through the scriptures, this is what you're going to see. Watch what this is. Second verse of Isaiah 45. I will go before thee. This is straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, Yah, which called thee by thy name, and am the Elohim of Israel, for Yaakov's servant's sake, Israel, my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not know me. I am Yah. There is none else. There is no Elohim besides me. I gird thee, though thou hast not known me. See, Yah want us to know him. He want us to know how blessed we are. He want us to know who we are. And it's my prayer that you're beginning to see. But it says, Isaiah 46, third verse. Hearken unto me, O house of Yaakov, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, and even to your old age, I am he, even to the hoar-hair. Will I carry you? I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. And why? Because you got work to do, Israel. You got a lot of work to do. You are Yah arms, his everlasting gates. His world without end. Battle axe. You are his witnesses. His son. His firstborn. Apple of his eye. You're the blessed of Yah. Last scripture. Watch what it says in the book of Daniel. Look at Daniel. In the book of Daniel, get the verse, and then we're going to close out. In the book of Daniel, the third chapter, and watch what this says. This was in Babylon, in captivity. Now watch what this is. 26th verse. And Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High Elohim, come forth and come here. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, no fire had passed on them. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trust in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own Elohim. Therefore, I make a decree. Now, this is in Babylon. This is in captivity. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other Elohim that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. And this is the point. You don't have to be a cursed people. That's your choice. And you can be a blessed people. And that is your choice. And if you choose the blessing, you also choose in life. And if you choose life, well, Yah said he is your life and the length of your days. And since you have chosen life, since you have chosen Yah, since you have chosen blessings, then Yah said, all those that bless thee shall be blessed, and all those that curse thee shall be cursed, and in all the families of the earth shall be blessed in thee. So let us wake up, Israel, and let's be the blessing that we were made, designed, and chosen to be, that we might bring glory back to our Elohim. Until tomorrow, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahshua who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.